Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maranimi Marazi Sheyichyu. This is Moshe Peshner, I saw Moshe Mordechai. And it's based in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Hagoyin Avraham Ginachovsky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha L'Chai Olam Haba. It says in the Gemara in Saita that Bas Paro, when she went Lerchotz Aleor, it means Lerchotz Migilulei Aviyah. Rashi explains that the Rechitza was Tefillah L'Shem Gerus. She was washing herself, she was converting to the monotheistic faith. So that connects us to the question about a Ger Katan Shehigdil. And then he's Moichal Gerusai. If a Ger Katan, who became a Gadol. And then when he becomes a Gadol, when he becomes 13, we know that he has the option to protest his Gerus. You can say, I'm not interested. Being a Jew, and that will negate his conversion. But now, because he decided he doesn't want to be a Jew after all, and that the conversion that he did as a katan was not valid. So it turns out that he was over an avera for which he's chayav misa. Because we paskin ksubis 11a that ger katan is effective because of the din of zakin la adam shelo b'fanav, that you give a schus to a person even not in front of him, and a child doesn't have das, it's considered not in front of him. Immediately when he gets older, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he's allowed to be moicha. He could protest the conversion done as a child. He has this option when he's 13. Let's say this ger katan ate eiver min hachai when he was a katan. This ger katan ate eiver min hachai when he was a katan. Ba'ofen shel bnei Noach, it's a chiyuv misa, and for a Jew, he's pater mimisa. So when he was 12, he ate eiver min hachai, and now that he, as a Jew, he was converted at 11. When he was 12, he ate Eiver min hachai. And now that he's 13, he says, you know, they say, we want to make you a bar mitzvah. He says, nah, I'm sorry. There's a Mets game that day. The Mets are playing the Astros. I'm not really interested. But thank you. Thanks for the offer. And it turns out then that he was a guy all along, Lechora. Yigdilu yicholim limchos. So do we say now that he's chayav misa, alts ben Noach that ate Eiver min hachai? How could it be? How do you have a hechatimtzi that a ben Noach should be chayav misa and eating Eiver min hachai? But if he's a Jew, he's going to be pater mimisa. The answer is, he came b'chlal das. In other words, when he was 12, he was a mature boy. And according to the Chasim Sofer, the famous Chuvus Chasim Sofer, quoted so many times, that the godless of a ben Noach does not depend on age. The godless of a ben Noach depends on his level of intellectual maturity and emotional maturity. He has to have godless hadas. If he has godless hadas, he's chayav misa. If he knows what's going on, he's like, you know, he's a responsible person. So that already makes him into a gadol. And he's responsible like a gadol. So when you talk about a ben Noach being, stam ben Noach being a chayav for what he does, it would depend not on any given age, but on his level of, like I said, on his level of maturity. So if you have a 12-year-old mature boy, responsible boy, and he does this aveira, aveiro min hachai, So als Yid, he's Potter. Als Yid is a Katan. But Alts Ben Noach, Alts Yid, he's completely Pater, right? Because he's a cotton. And Alts Ben Noach, he's Chayav Misa. So when he protests, it turns out that he was a Ben Noach. And he should be Chayav Misa. Possibly. Because he ate it as a gadol, he ate it as a 12-year-old. And even if he would be responsible, so Alts Yid, he's only Chayiv Malkus. But Alts Goy, Asaras and Zoe Misasam, so he's Chayiv Misa. So that's the question. The question is, when he ate it, he was a Jew. And now, Lemafreya, he's a Goy. So the question is he Chayiv Misa? The Tzadim of the Safek are that on one hand, we can say that he's Pater, because it's true that a Ben Noach is Musar al HaShoigeg. Yes, a Ben Noach is forewarned not even to be over Averis B'Shoigeg, but he's not Musar al HaOnes. Shoigeg, yes, Ones not. And here he's in Ones, because B'Shas HaChiloso, he didn't know that afterwards it would turn out that he was a Gadol HaMafreya. So maybe we should Pater Malt Ones. On the other hand, maybe he's amazed, because he knows that through his mechoe, through his protest, he's causing himself to be a goyle mafreya, and therefore he's chayv misa for eating this limb of a living animal, this aver min achai. And nobody's forcing him to be moche. Who forced him to be moche? He's choosing to be moche. So we could judge him as mazed. So one, maybe he was ones, because b'shas maisa, he was completely unaware that he would ultimately be a ben noach, and this would obligate him in the death penalty. And on the other hand, you could argue that he's mazed, because who asked him to be moche, who asked him to protest? However, you can argue that be'emes he's pater, because we don't follow the fact that he could have been moinea. We don't follow the fact that he could have refrained from protesting. Rather, we go baser shas maise. We go after the actual moment of his action. And at the moment that he acted, he was anus. You're right, afterwards, he did a maisa that made it, in retrospect, retroactively, that he was a guy, chora. But, b'shas maisa, he was anus. So maybe you just go bas b'shas maisa. And so it would seem, kipshuta. Raya, we see from this, from the Gemara and Maseches Makis and Daftes Vav Amud Beis. It says there that if a person takes the Eim al Abanim, if he takes the mother bird from her nest, from the baby birds, he doesn't get Malkus, because it's a lav hanitik la'ese. Because this lav, losikach Eim al Abanim, is connected to an assay. He can fix it with an assay. What's the assay? To send away the mother. And if afterwards he breaks the mother's wings, and he was mevatel the assay, so he caused himself an isser lemafreya. Now, if he's given hasroya, if he's given warning, when he breaks the wings, yesh ladon, that would not be effective to be mechayev him malchus on the lav, because the hasroeh is not b'shas haveira. When is the Hasra? The Hasra is when he's breaking the wings. The actual Avera was done when he took the mother bird. All the breaking the wings does means that he can't fix it. He can't fix the Avera. But the actual Avera was done earlier. So maybe he wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus. So who had been done? In our case as well, you go bas v'shas ha'avera. V'shas ha'avera, this person, this Jew guy, was a Jew. And since he was a Jew, you can't make him responsible for eating Avraham Anachai as a guy. But Bamus is not a raya. Because there that we require hasra, hasra has to be v'shas ha'avera. But when you talk about, in our case, was he shogeg or mezid, there's no raya. Because maybe he caused himself lemafreya to be considered a mezid. Because hasra, you need b'shas havera. But here, maybe afterwards, by protesting, he's creating wantonly a state of mezid. However, it would appear misvara pshuta that he's considered an ones, and he would not be Chayiv Misa. Sweet friends, this is a Noisei Me'od Nechbad Ladun Bo, and if God gives us life and health, we will continue our discussion of Gori Misra L'Mafreya. And I thank you so, so much for listening. It's fascinating. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. B'li Neder. We shall revisit this. Shalom, shalom.